There's two things I want to talk to you ladies about. Is one is the P word for your private parts that offensive, or like I've heard women use that during sex. It's the hottest thing ever. Right. When they especially if they don't normally say it and then they say it in sex.
Right,
like,
right.
Really? So I'd like to talk to you about words that are, for some reason, we've seemed to put a set of words that are okay to describe women's privates and then some that are just terrible. We don't like, why doesn't anybody like the C word? I can't understand what is so...
It's harsh.
Yeah, it's very aggressive.
When you're a little kid, when you're like underdeveloped, people call you a runt.
Right.
When you're the runt of the litter,
right.
Not nearly as bad.
No.
Sounds one letter away.
Still has
derogatory.
That, yeah, still has like that.
Runt
too.
Is derogatory. Runt means that you were the smallest, most feeble one out of the litter. You're the one that they didn't expect to survive. You're the runt.
Yeah.
And it does not have the same oomph that if you change the R and replace it, that word has.
Yeah.
You say that word and every woman goes,
I just hate that word.
Yeah. Well, that word. Bigger is not a bad word either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that doesn't have the kick to it.
It's true.
One letter away.
Still makes you pucker up a little bit, though.
Sock. Yeah. Doesn't really do it. Lock.
You don't find a whole bunch of gangs filled with biggers, though. So
yeah,
that's why it doesn't make it as dangerous, I don't think. Sock. Let me put that sock in your mouth. No, I don't know. I guess you're right. But runt really offends ladies.
When you announce that T, too, also, I think that helps you.
It hits you hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it because
you get it
in an insult? Like if I say, you runt.
Yeah.
It's my go-to word. I love it. And I use it because I know it's pissing people off.
And that's the thing. And the only reason why you use it is in a negative way. So when we hear it, even in like a joking manner, it's still...
I like to use it in a positive way, but you guys don't seem to be real responsive to that.
Yeah, if you said like, I love your runt, would that... I mean, because you're being complimentary. You're going, hey, I love it. It's
right.
It's a wonderful runt.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, nice runt.
Hey.
Although in England they say it a lot. It's
funny when they say
chip,
it.
Chip, cheerio, runt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know.
It made my shoulders go up when you did that right there.
You know, what's his name? Gordon Ramsay probably says it all the time.
Yeah.
That's one of those words that have to beep out the whole word.
Yeah.
They can't even leave a little bit of it in there.
Gordon Ramsay's very good at taking other words and using them. Like, he called the one guy a hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and just a big boy.
He called somebody a mop.
Oh, come on, big boy. That's so great.
A mop is my favorite.
A mop?
A mop, yeah.
Such a mop.
Yeah. Robert Kelly called Mo a mop, too. That was pretty good.
He was right, though. DJ, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Not too much. Hey, I had a word that we were trying to desensitize around my wife and a bunch of her friends. She worked at an all-women's gym. And I always had a fondness for the word snatch. So I tried
to use
that
around them. That's a good word. I like that, but you know what, though? Even that seems like there's nothing sexy about that, right. You know?
Well, you know, over in the UK, they use the runt word like it's nothing.
Yeah.
All the Guy Ritchie films, you know, you just keep playing those over and over and over again. Well, we don't care. We're guys. But girls, it's harsh. I played around with my wife every once in a while, and she'll just give you that look like, say it again, and I will stab you in the forehead.
Thank you, sir.
Donald Trump had a bad day when someone leaked old video from 2005 where he bragged about groping women and kissing them without their permission. He was on his way to do a cameo on a soap opera, and Access Hollywood did a feature on it. So the recording was made when he arrived at the soap opera set. He was sitting on the bus off camera with Billy Bush, who is on the Today Show. Here is actually some audio from that video.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when you get out of your life.
That is very
funny. Give me the thumbs up.
Look at you. You are a
the thumbs up. Right, you got to get the thumbs up.
Okay.
Can't be
we
too happy.
Else off first?
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star,
Right away, I just want to point out, so far, is there anything wrong with this audio so far?
Just Billy Bush sounding like a douche.
Billy Bush is an ass kisser.
We'll get to that.
Oh,
for
man,
sure.
He sounds just like you think he would right. when he's off the camera.
But he's an ass kisser, and he's trying to, you know, butter up Trump.
He is the guy that's around a more famous guy than him, and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a man. All right. High five.
Know anybody like that?
Oh. You don't have to be
talking
famous.
About you, Spanish.
But this is also 2005, and he was just married. So he was married, and he's saying if he tries to kiss her.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, honestly. You know me. I am constantly talking about chicks on this show, and you know I'm married. If I pull out Tic Tacs and put these in my mouth and go, hey, let me just put these in my mouth and kiss her, start kissing her, you guys are going to laugh at me. You're not going to be like, oh, you think there's a chance he's going to make out with her? You guys are going to laugh it off.
They let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the...
That's a little bit more.
Okay.
But
I will come right out and say that is a horrible way to talk about women. It shows his lack of respect for women. But it is also, when he says locker room talk, ladies, I know that you have locker room talk too. We have said way more horrific things when we're alone. You should see the way we talk about you. If we're all in the same room, and there's a group of girls somewhere or girls that we work with this way, you should hear the horrible things that we say.
Oh,
the
yeah.
things that we say, oh, God, what I would do to her BH.
You know,
you don't know that outside of that little group of people that they're going to hear you. And then you take it out of context 11 years later. It still shows you you're a dirty guy, but I hate to break it to you. We are all dirty like that.
Right. I was thinking about this, and if you're shocked by this, then you're just out of your mind, because if you don't think every president we've had has talked like this, JFK, the greatest, he's banging Marilyn Monroe and banging all these
among
wives
others.
Married, this
right.
and that. You are naive.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself by going, oh my goodness.
And also, this is not a guy 15 years ago who was like, one day I'm going to be president. This is a guy who was a, I was having this conversation with my father-in-law yesterday. He is a real estate guy who got turned into a celebrity.
Mm.
He is an early on multimillionaire when there really weren't a whole bunch of high profile multimillionaires in New York City that were getting this much press. And he enjoys that. And he became a celebrity from that. And he likes to act like that. Now that he's 70 years old, and don't get me wrong, I still believe he's the same person. I believe he's still dropping P words. He's probably banging other broads. My uncle works in real estate. He was, if you knew his name, you could Google him and see when they built the new World Trade Center, he was a big part of that. And CNN would interview him a lot and all that. He used to work for Trump. He's a big developer in New York, New Jersey. And he would say all the time, he said, you would be in Trump's office. And this is before The Apprentice, before this is when we just knew him as Donald Trump, the millionaire. He said he would just grab ass in the office, because you reach a certain level of celebrity, not just on television and movies and stuff, but in life, you get to that point where everybody around you is constantly kissing your ass, and you just think that that's what real life is like, that you could do whatever you want because people are so afraid to say anything to you, and you start to believe that in your head that that's just how life is. That's why he doesn't realize. But I think as you get older, sometimes you look back and you realize, all right, I was a little bit out of control. Like now, I'm not nearly the pervert now that I have a daughter that I was before. I remember Derek from the Billy Madison show telling me he couldn't watch porn anymore after he had a daughter, and I thought, that will never happen, and it hasn't. But I do feel bad for some of the girls in the porn that I'm watching, though.
Can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's good legs.
By the way, real quick, I want to point something out. Doesn't Billy Bush sound like Tony? Like if Tony was trying to be cool and talk like that? Like the way he says, get out of the way, shorty. Listen to this. Listen.
Legs, all I can see is the legs.
No, he does have his voice.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
That's funny.
Get out of the way, honey. That's a good mix.
Billy Bush saying shorty. Come on, shorty.
Billy Bush pulled off the Today Show now as a result.
Yes, I have that coming up here.
I don't understand that, though.
Well, here's some more stuff from video. Here's some audio of Donald Trump talking about how he tried to have sex with Nancy O'Dell while she was married.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her looks.
I would have taken Nancy O'Dell furniture shopping anytime.
By the way, I love how everything is an innuendo. I'll show you where there's good furniture. I'll show you. You want some pillows? Here's some good pillows.
I got a lazy boy over here.
Yeah. What do you want, a mattress? Check this mattress out. You like that? Check out my duvet. What do you think of that? Yeah, so now NBC has suspended Today Show personality Billy Bush, out of the way, shorty, indefinitely for his role in the recently serviced videotape of Donald Trump's conversation about women.
But why? Did he leak it himself?
I don't know. I don't know. Today Show executive producer Noah Oppenheim said in the memo, quote, "There is simply no excuse for Billy's language and behavior on that tape." NBC has suspended Bush for his job as host of the Today Show's third hour, pending further review of the matter.
Well, all right. So I think the problem is the distraction. You can't have him on the show without the whole thing being about that. But then again, that's what you want, ratings. I'd put him on the show in a heartbeat if I, I'd put him on here in a second because you know everybody's going to be tuning in to see what he says about it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Maybe they'll do it in a couple of days, trying to milk it, you know?
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.